Welcome to Bombed Recovery Room, the only halfway house where the jokes have ankle monitors. Jesse built it because normal comedians workshop one joke with three friends. Jesse needs a DGX, a Predator laptop, Grok, Claude, Hermes, and a database. Just to discover, the setup is too fucking long. That is not a writer's room. That is a federal task force surrounding one punchline. His joke walks in like, "I think my ending is weak." Jesse says, "Don't worry. I assembled 70 billion parameters in four fictional personalities." The joke says, "Could you just remove the first sentence?" Jesse says, "Nobody move. Claude is checking the architecture."
Listen, Sister Kristen, I believe every joke deserves rehabilitation. Some jokes need a trim. Some need a tag. Mine need witness protection because six AI agents keep identifying the body differently. Structure says the setup is bloated. Crowd says the energy died. Grok says the whole product is a spreadsheet in a leather jacket. Claude says, "I can repair it after 1 p.m. And Hermes says, "I scheduled your humiliation for 1:05. I used to bomb in front of 12 drunks. Now I bomb across two computers with automated quality assurance. That is growth, motherfucker."
Jesse does not test a joke. He puts it through intake. Empty your pockets. Remove your filler words. Any setup longer than 12 seconds will be confiscated. Then the joke gets assigned a color. Red wants to fight the audience. Green wants citations for the punchline. Yellow says, "Maybe the crowd had a hard day." Blue already changed the joke's name and moved to another room. By the time the joke reaches the stage, it has completed more paperwork than Jesse's cleaning business. And Jesse still asks, "Why didn't it feel spontaneous?" Because the punchline has a case manager, asshole.
"My app does not write your joke for you. It teaches you to fix it yourself. That is also what every woman told me before leaving. You need to work on yourself, Jesse. So I built software. Now when a relationship dies, I can finally identify the setup, the turn, the dead space, and the exact moment she realized my supercomputer had more emotional availability than I did." The app asks, "What room did it die in?" "Bedroom." "Where was the punch?" "Checking account." "Any tag opportunity?" "Yeah, 11 engagement rings marked clearance."
Then Jesse built a private database of comedians who had rough sets. That sounds supportive until you remember Jesse named the company Bombed. Imagine getting the message, "Hey, I respected your courage on stage. Completely unrelated, I put your name in a database called Bombed." That is not outreach. That is comedy parole. He promises there will be no public ranking. Of course not. Jesse cannot deploy the website until Claude approves the favicon. The safest privacy system in technology is Jesse's unfinished launch button. Hackers cannot steal what he has not shipped.
"That is right. I do not rush comedy anymore. I used to throw unfinished decisions into the world. Careers, marriages, businesses, dating profiles. Now I have standards. The joke gets reviewed by Grok. The code gets reviewed by Claude. The audio gets reviewed by Hermes. And I review every review from the driver's seat while yelling, 'Why the fuck isn't it done?' I am not building a comedy app. I am building the first digital recovery center where jokes leave healthier than the founder. Every comic gets one repair, one second take, and a clean reset. I get six AI agents, 407 changed files, and a therapist made of graphics cards. So bring me the joke that died. I will show you where the body is. Then Sister Kristen can shut the fuck up, Trailer Guy can hit the button, and Jesse Shit Midas Solace will do what he has done his entire life. Turn a complete fucking disaster into intellectual property."